This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. We are in the middle of Second Date Update. Each and every week we bring these to you because dating is hard and a lot of people are going through this right now. And you go on that first date and you're like, yeah, honey, this is happening again. And then it doesn't have an end.
What is love?
I just want someone to come and sweep me off my feet.
Oh, it's going to happen, Aaron. It's going to happen.
One of these days.
Well, today we are actually speaking with a nice young thing called Ashley. I almost called you Aaron. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's okay. We're both nice young things.
Yeah, you are. We're good love.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you are in a situation where you went out with a guy named Adam, but he's not getting back to you. Kind of tell us how you met and what your story is.
So his name's Adam. We kind of kicked it off last weekend at we met at a frat party. And I know it's not an ideal situation, but I thought we were vibing and I thought he seemed like a really nice guy for, the situation. So I went with it and we were, flirting and everything. And we ended up hooking up and I thought we kind of connected.
Right.
And I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him at all.
Wow.
So I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole casual thing.
Blown off.
Well, house parties were always a good time, too.
I think so.
You, never knew, am I going to meet the one tonight?
Romance is in the air. Yeah. Somebody's puking in the corner.
The introvert, so I never really...
Oh, you never really talked to girls?
That's not... That's not what that means.
Oh.
So...
It's all
parties.
Good.
We...
So how long has it been now, Ashley, since you've spoken to Adam?
It's been like a week.
Oh, gosh. Ugh. Okay. That's not very good. That's kind of a long time.
Okay.
Is there anything?
Yeah, and we had, we had a little casual thing initially, this little kind of friends with benefits. Obviously we haven't known each other that long, but I was cool with it continuing like that. And like I said, just ghosted me completely. So what the hell? What's going on?
Right.
Now, can you think of anything that maybe happened? Maybe you weren't great in bed, but was he good in bed? I'm just curious.
It was fine. It was good. Yeah. I mean, there's always room for improvement initially, but
polite and cordial.
Just a swell guy.
one swell fella in the sack.
All right. Well, is there anything you can think of maybe that you said or did that kind of just threw him off or you have no clue?
No, I have no clue.
All right. Well, Ashley, we are going to give Adam a call. So are you ready for this?
I guess.
All right, honey, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Adam?
This is he. Who's this?
Hey, Adam. My name is Krista and Shady and Aaron from
What up, though?
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hey, handsome.
What's up, guys?
The reason why we're calling you is because we have a situation. A nice young woman by the name of Ashley has gotten a hold of us. Perhaps you remember, hooking up with her by chance, maybe a week ago?
What? Getting in her bed, doing the nasty.
Oh, jeez.
Can you be more specific?
Sure. Well, you met her at a house party. You guys kind of hooked up a little bit, and for some reason, you have not responded to her. It's been a week, and she's wondering why. We like to call this Second Date Update. So you're on the radio amongst thousands of people wondering the same thing, too.
Yeah, Adam, when a guy and a girl like each other very much, sometimes they get into a bed and hug each other really tight. That's what you did with Ashley.
And now you're not calling Ashley or texting Ashley back, and we're just curious as to why, because she seems really sweet.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah, she's just not, it's not going to work for me, man.
Why not? What's going on? I mean, you liked her enough to get into bed.
I know. You got the goods.
I mean, you've never been with someone once, been like, I thought so, but no.
Never, because I'm great.
All right.
Are you saying physically? Are you talking about after you two hooked up, you're like, nah? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Did her breath stink? Was it something about her breath?
Yeah, give a specific, dude. Yeah, it's totally cool.
All right. When she took off her bra, it was they just unrolled. You know what I mean? Just
whoa.
Sank,
oh.
Are you kidding me?
A crazy amount.
Wow.
You You scumbag. Seriously?
It was a soggy pancake situation.
Her sweater puppies.
Yeah, so
sad sweater puppies.
I mean,
no.
Oh. Really?
I'm sorry, but I'm not into that, you know?
You sound like just the biggest ass ever.
Adam, you're basically saying that you're turned off because her boobs sagged a little bit. They're not as perky as you want them to be.
Oh, and yes, that's her. She's on the line.
It wasn't a little bit. It was a lot. But yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, she's on the line in case you did not catch that.
I think you got it when she called him an ass.
I was going to say, that was not me.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand how that feels because I had, you know, my girls were saggy at one time, but I did something about it.
She did. Thanks, Dr. Bertol.
Thanks, Dr.
What we like to do is we like to see if you two want to go back out, but I'm going to go ahead and guess no.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and guess no today.
No, I'm good, no. Man. Thank you.
Oh, Ashley.
That is so... Wow. All right.
Yeah, Ashley, he is... Can I say it? Yeah, he's an ass.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you very much.
If you're not attracted to someone, you're not attracted to someone.
Then don't do it in the first place.
You were attracted to me that night.
Exactly. Don't do it in the first place.
It's one little body part, though.
Oh, man.
I mean, right?
See, that's the problem with one-night stands, because then if you try to, you know, continue them and there's something that you don't like, then there's this. So don't have a one-night stand with somebody if you don't actually feel at least bare minimum physically attracted to them.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you just, you know, just show yourself fully naked before you go there.
Yeah, this is what I got. So,
are you interested? Please sign here.
Sign here. Creepy guys saying creepy things. It's Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I sheepishly walk over to you and nervously say, hey, how are you? Gulps nervously.
Heyo, what the f's happening right now?
I grab you by the hand and pull your supple ear closer to my lips. I whisper in your ear, can you be my mommy?
Okay, listen, you're being a creep right now. Out of curiosity, what are you hoping to happen here?
Not sure, but I hope it will involve cat ears and a ping pong paddle.
Oh my god, let me put this this way, okay? That's never happening. The only way that we'll do anything with a ping pong paddle is if I'm shoving it up your ass.
All right, whatever you think is best.
God damn it, just go away. Be gone, demon.
I walk to the door, turn my head slightly.
Oh, here we go.
I wink and tip my fedora. Good night, m'lady.
What is going on?
Hey, can you kick me in the
Well, yes, I can. Also, who is this?
Your dreams and your nightmares. I'm everything a woman could want.
Okay, so you're a good job, a decent mortgage rate. You'll wipe out my student loans, all while making me a pancake breakfast, because that's what I want.
You know, actually, I had more like this in mind. Pick.
Oh my god, that is so tiny.
Oh, send me a pic and it'll get bigger.
Oh, so like 2 inches then. Very nice.
Oh! And that was your presentation of Bromantic Messages with Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let's all go to the movies.
Now back to our feature presentation.
We recast your favorite movies and give you prizes for guessing them. It's Radio Recast.
And the Oscar goes to...
Yes, indeed. It is time for Radio Recast. This is when we pick a movie for you that you have to guess, and then we decide to pick a person or a cartoon for each of us to impersonate, and we're really bad at it, and that's what makes this game fun. And today, it is your opportunity to go see TLC in Milwaukee. So that'll be a really, really good time. So,
go Jason Waterfall.
That's right, honey. All right, so Shady, today this is whom I've decided that you will be impersonating today.
What you got?
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me, and he says the things that I don't want to say. He was born, just a few months ago.
Do you know who that is, Mr. Shady?
I think he was born out of rage.
Yes.
Who is that?
That would be Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And she sounds like that.
See, you're doing a good job already. Okay, yeah. All right, so this is whom you have decided I should impersonate today.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I think it... So Shady likes to show me videos of us, this certain cat that actually sounds like he's doing this vocal. So
the viral meme,
it's
Vitas.
It's Vitas, yes. And he's very interesting to watch, by
he's
the way.
He's a very talented Russian songwriter.
Okay, so I'm going to play Vitas, and you're going to play Nicki Minaj. Do you need to hear her one more time?
Yeah, give me one more time.
Okay, here you go.
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
And then me. Oh my God, really? Okay. All right, so of course we always decide to play the bet from the movie. And when you have finally realized, oh, this is the movie that they're slaughtering, give us a call at 321-0931 once again to score yourself tickets to go see TLC at the State Fair. So here we go. Are you gonna start?
All right, I'll start.
Okay.
You will keep an eye on Frodo, won't you?
Oh, like that didn't just give it away. two eyes as often as I spare them.
I'm leaving everything to him. Oh, Jesus.
What about this ring of yours? Is that staying dull too?
Yes, yes. It's an envelope over there on the mantelpiece. No, wait. It's right here in my pocket. Isn't that odd now? And yet, why not? Why shouldn't I keep it?
Jesus, I think you should leave the ring behind, baby boo. Is that too hard? I think that's good. Wow.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good.
Man, you nailed that one, by the way. I am assuming people are nailing it because they're all calling right now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go with that.
That was hilarious. All right. 93.1 Jams. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. How are you, love?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, honey. Can you please tell us the amazing movie that we just impersonated?
Lord of the Rings.
It is Lord of the Rings.
Yay!
Very good, love. Very good. So I'm super excited. Are you a big fan of TLC?
Oh my gosh, I already have it marked in my calendar that I'm going.
Oh my gosh, you're so cute. You knew this was going to occur. Well, congratulations. You are going.
Yay!
All right.
My sister's going to be so happy.
Oh, that's so sweet. She's going to love it for that.
I was caller number 4 yesterday.
Oh, see, perseverance, love. Right. Perseverance.
Right.
Okay, so you heard the phenomenal impersonation that Shady did of Nicki Minaj. Do you need to hear her again, or are you good? And then also, I played some dude named Vitas. And, of course, every time that we play this, you have to choose which one of us sucked really bad at.
I think I'm going to pick Shady.
This isn't fair.
Oh, my gosh.
This is
really
not fair.
Oh,
really?
My gosh. I thought, okay. Well, that's, no, I just, because it's just fun, I just want to once again replay the character that Shady was playing.
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me.
Okay, that was Nicki Minaj. But again, I think I did horrible. But I guess I nailed that.
But you mean? Laugh and I love you.
Oh, okay. See, well, that's it. The girls got my back. That's what, how we roll.
So, you know what? I'm gonna twist this up a little bit.
I'm sweating because I'm laughing
so much. I'm going to take us into the next segment here.
Okay.
By the way, we need her to hang on so we can get her information.
Yeah, hang on, love, and we'll get your info. Congratulations. Then,
yeah, girl.
All right. Thank you.
All right, honey. Hold on.
And then I'm going to twist it up a little bit. I'm going to take us into the break here, but I'm going to do your character taking us into the break.
Oh, my God. Do it. Here, I'm going to play the bed underneath.
Okay. So we've got Krista's click-worthy stories on the way. I just wanted to do that. Just do it one more time. Just do it one more time. See? Yeah, it makes you feel better.
Yeah, by the way, check out our Facebook page because you'll understand why this is so funny to me. Yeah. There's a cat that's actually impersonating way better than I could. Keep it going, girl.
Download the podcast now.